in those hymns, isn't it? He's all you need. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You have to connect with Him, right? By faith, you become one with Him as a believer. And then we want to abide in Him, in that fellowship. We want to depend upon Him. He will never leave you or forsake you. He's the subject of the Scriptures. God has spoken in Son. Don't miss Christ, Old and New Testament. Now, another application here is, we want to note the ignorance toward the Scriptures when Christ was not understood therein. Again, John 5:39, Jesus said, "You search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. You will not come unto me that you might have life." And so people can have knowledge of the Bible. I remember a professor of religion at a high university I talked to one time, and it was pretty evident he didn't know the Lord. Now, he knew a lot. I'm sure he knew a lot, but he didn't know Jesus. And on the other hand, a person might be very limited in their education, but if they have Jesus Christ, they have a heavenly wisdom, right? Because they know Him. He's the subject of the book. And then finally, getting down to the application that Jesus is making, His objective here is to show that Christ is more than a man. He is the seed of David. And you want to believe that. You want to believe that literally. Don't be intimidated by those who reject a literal interpretation of the Scriptures and the fact that Jesus is going to rule. You know, as Christians, we can rest in that. Again, with all the political turmoil, God's already told us what's going to happen. Read Revelation, the book of Daniel, and the book of Zechariah. and you find it out. It's quite amazing. And the stage is all being set. So God's in control. You want to be part of His. You want to be with Him, right? And we will reign with Him. And so there's much to look forward to as Christians. But the main point here that Jesus is making is that the Messiah, the Christ, Himself, is the Lord. And that's what Jesus claimed. That's why they crucified Him. That's what you must believe to be saved. Please go to John chapter 20, verse 30. This is the main point of the Gospel of John, the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 20, verse 30, "And many other signs," these are miracles, works, "truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name." In other words, you must believe in the deity of Jesus Christ in order to be saved. Otherwise, you're not believing in the Jesus of the Bible. How do we know He's God? And our time is limited here. Well, we know He is because it's stated in the Scriptures. Hebrews 1:8, "Thy throne, O God, is a scepter of righteousness." And we read that. John 1, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God." 1 Timothy 3:16, "God manifest in the flesh." You know it by His works. That's the point of this passage. The miracles that He did. He raised Lazarus from the dead and so forth. You know it because of His attributes. He has all the attributes of deity. Jesus, He said he knew all things. He knew what was in man. Did you know that He is omnipresent, even though He is here on the earth? John 3, he that is in heaven is here on the earth. I'm not quoting it exactly right. And so all of the attributes of God, and Jesus, this is important, accepted worship. The angels wouldn't. The angel in Revelation that communicated to John, whom he tried to worship, "See, thou do it not." Jesus accepted worship because He's God. So it's very, very clear. Do you believe it? You must believe it in order to be saved. Now, look at an illustration of this in Matthew 16:16. Well, verse 13, "When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, 'Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?' And they said, 'Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.' And He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? Now it does come down to personal conviction here, doesn't it? This is between you and God now. What do you say? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. So has the Father shown it to you? In John 6, Jesus said, Will you go away also? And he said to whom? Peter said, To whom shall we go, Lord? Thou hast the words of eternal life. We believe and are sure. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. You believe it? You must believe it for salvation. He has the power to save, being God. The authority to give forgiveness of sins, to give you eternal life. Now, if I could go a step further, a secondary application here as Christians, you know, because your Savior is God, He's able to keep you. He's able to give you the grace that you need. He is able to show you His mercy. He is able, and He does, orchestrate everything in your life. He will not forsake you. He will keep His word. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. Ben mentioned at the intro of one of those hymns, may have testing, may have trials. We all got some of one sort or another. Jesus is above it, isn't He? He's totally in control because He's not just a man, He's God. Let's pray. Father, we thank Thee for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for His all-sufficiency as both God and man. We thank You for Him who alone could have taken away our sins on that cross and who alone is worthy to reign upon this earth. And Father, we rejoice in Him. And we pray, help us to grow in the grace and knowledge of Him. Help us to see Jesus in the Scriptures. And we pray in His name. Amen.